Brendan, in your opinion, look, what's the significance of Anzac Day?
Yeah, look, it's a really important day in the calendar for Australians and, of course, New Zealanders. It's an important day for the veteran community. It's a day for me personally, one of reflection, of both service I've given to the country, friends that have not come home, comrades that have fought with, but also equally from a legacy perspective, it's an important day to reflect upon these families that are left behind and these families that are continuing to live within our community, in which they can come together for a day on Anzac Day and think about their personal loss, but also reflection upon the community that is there to support them as well.
Right, okay. So it's actually bigger than, I guess, just remembering, you know, the conflicts we've been in.
Yeah, look, I think Anzac Day is far more than its military origin. For me, Anzac Day is where the whole community, regardless if you have served or not in the military, you come together to celebrate what we do term that Anzac spirit. Now, this is that spirit that faces adversity. Now, Anzac Day, of course, is a military orientation, but adversity presents in our community on a daily basis. We've seen recently COVID, flood, bushfires. And this Anzac spirit, which lives in our community, is how we respond to that adversity. And Anzac Day, to me, is a ceremonial occasion in which we can all come together, certainly reflect upon the generations that have given their life and their health in the service of our country, but also personally reflect about how am I going to exercise my Anzac spirit in the coming year.
Right, okay. Well, how can people commemorate Anzac this year?
Yeah, thankfully, you know, there is the opportunity now to go to your local Dawn service, to go to the march in town, and there's plenty of services out there that people can attend. But equally, as we saw through COVID, it can be a very personal experience as well, where, you know, we had to light up the Dawn in the driveway. Well, that was quite a beautiful event. And once again, that Anzac spirit can be exercised anywhere. And even this year, within Legacy, we're doing a well-being activity of a run army through the city of Brisbane on Sunday the 24th. And once again, an opportunity for the community to come together and exercise physically on the Sunday, but probably a bit more spiritually on the Monday and that day itself.
Okay, well, look, here's something that I've only just recently heard about. Tell us about the run army.
Yeah, it's a new, exciting, fun run activity for certainly the people of Brisbane to physically participate in, and they can go to runarmy.org.au to have a look at what it actually is. But it's basically just a 5-kilometre or a 10-kilometre fun run, and the whole idea is bring the community together, do a well-being activity, and the great thing here is that we're doing it with the military members here at a Bernogra Army Barracks. So the army will be literally out there in strength, running side by side the people of Brisbane to really embrace a good physical well-being activity, but equally raise money for Legacy to ensure that our mission continues to support those families that are in our care.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Legacy. Like, how does Legacy support the families of servicemen and women in the area?
Yeah, look, it's the youngest dependent in Legacy Brisbane's care is 8 months of age, and our oldest is 105, so it's a real broad parish of need. To make sense of that, we have our Age Widows program, we have a youth program, we have what we call our Family Assist program, where we support those families that are supporting a veteran that has given his or her health. A lot of that is, of course, mental health issues associated with their service. So when these families come into our care, we really try to understand, you know, what are their needs? How do we ensure there is no financial or social disadvantage to these families due to the circumstances by which they've come into Legacy care? And as I say, that's either through the loss of a veteran or a veteran that is suffering from their experiences. So it's a very diverse way. And how simplistically does that sort of play out? Well, it could be assistance and training support, financial assistance to get kids to school. It could be, you know, with our Age Widows, bringing them out on a monthly basis to what we call care groups or Laurel clubs, where we prevent that social isolation and remind them there's a whole peer group of support there available to them. So it's quite diverse.
That sounds huge. That really does. It sounds like there's so much effort that sort of goes in there in supporting sort of, you know, the people from from, I guess, you know, the widows and that from past conflicts and their families and everything like that as well. How can people get involved with the Run Army?
Yeah, so you can go to the runarmy.org.au website and you can register for the 5 kilometre fun run and or 10 kilometre fun run. There are, of course, first, second and third prizes for the fastest, but equally there's some awards for, you know, the largest fundraisers. But this is really about just the community coming together, doing a really positive activity. And enjoying, let's get back to Brisbane River as we run around it alongside the Army veterans and soldiers that have supported us through recent flood events. But we're really excited by it. It's the first time we've done it through the City of Brisbane, and we're hoping this will become an annual event now for the City of Brisbane to really enjoy and embrace ANZAC.
That just sounds amazing. It really does. That's fantastic. Look, that's great, Brendan, and it's really good to see that the ANZAC legend lives on. And if anything, it seems to be getting brighter. So there you go. Look, we've been speaking with Brendan Cox, the CEO of Legacy. Thanks, Brendan, for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, Roger. And thank you to all your listeners.